Wait till you see him.
Nicholas and Ibrahim appear carefree as they conquer a playground in Northern Virginia.
You okay? I'm okay.
But their mothers, like many other women across the country, are concerned about economic and national security issues.
The vote is 73.
And both political parties know women in Tuesday's midterm elections will likely determine who controls the U.S. Senate and some governor's mansions.
Let's go on this side.
Alabama visitor Nancy Capiello says she's not planning to vote.
This day and age, I feel like I should be more concerned with my immediate family. And unfortunately, those other influences go by the wayside because I feel like no one's doing anything to save us or protect us in any way, shape, or form.
Hawa Koulibaly of Virginia says she does plan to vote and has been paying close attention.
I am concerned about what's going on, but I feel that our government has control of it. I feel that the government is doing the best they can at this point.
These responses from the playground reflect what women are telling pollsters. Margie Omero is with the Purple Strategies public research firm in Virginia. She calls the mood miserable.
I mean, people are feeling a little bit better economically, or at least that hasn't worsened. But you've seen economic anxiety be replaced by worries about government dysfunction and international instability, ISIS or Ebola or international volatility, school violence, school shootings, crime.
Neil Newhouse, a pollster with Public Opinion Strategies in Virginia, agrees and says this could be bad news for Democrats.
We've had now 114 straight months where Americans believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. This is the longest period of sustained pessimism we've seen in like 30 years in the country.
Newhouse said there has been a gender gap in U.S. politics for decades.
Men are significantly more Republican, women are more Democratic, and, you know, men vote more probably economic issues, women vote more personal security issues.
And even within the group of women voters, there is another divide, says Isabel Sawhill of the Brookings Institution.
Married women actually are more likely to vote Republican than Democratic, whereas unmarried women are much more likely to vote for the Democrats. So there's not just a gender divide that tends to favor the Democrats overall.
As Nancy and Hawa told VOA on the playground, many American women say they would like for Congress and the President to work together to address their concerns. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.